This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the Word of God that comes forth to purify our souls. And we're sanctified through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And we're thanking God for the scripture that says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And we live by the precepts of God, not by the precepts of men. And we're thanking God for one in the midst, our great anointed leader, who's teaching us the truth, the precepts of God. And now I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for Elder Batiste, elders, missionary, evangelists, all the deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. Want to talk to you today more about what it means to live for God. More about what it means to be sanctified. Because as he was, so are we. As he is, so are we in this world. Before we get into more about what it means to live for God, we're going to have a couple of numbers from the choir. Blameless. Thank God.
Now that I know what's required of me.
God for the choir. Blameless. And now we're going to go back to Moses. Thank God. Wrote about Moses. That beautiful. Thank God. Beautiful. Going back to Moses. Beautiful. The choir that sings, they're singing the songs of Zion. Yes. Be able to sing because they're not in a strange land. Yes. They're in the land of the living. Yes. And it's because of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes. We're the seed. Yes. We're the children of the prophets. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. If you don't understand my speech, the way I go forth, you need to become a commandment keeper. In order to become a commandment keeper and keep God's commandments, you must have the preacher that God sent. Yes. The preacher that God sends speaks the words of God. Yes. And the words of God are the Ten Commandments. That is God's word. And if any man cometh any other speech except the full 10, you're not getting the word of God. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 1. This broadcast go off. You're going to hear the call letters. You might want to call us, email us, let us know what you think about what you've heard. I know that everything I say there as of the oracles of God. Everything I say and stand for is according to God's word. It's according to the plan of God. 1 Peter 4 and 1, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
So we know that Christ suffered in the flesh. And this is why the Lord said, except the man deny himself, he cannot be my disciple. Because when you deny yourself, there's a suffering that takes place. It's called the death of the old man. And although the Lord died on that devil's cross, to arm yourself with the same mind as Christ, you're going to die on the cross of Christ, which is his word. Now, in order to understand this, you need judgment. You need someone to bring you God's word and rightly divide it to give you understanding. It's called judgment. What does the second verse say?
That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh.
So the rest of your time here in this natural body, the old man is called the natural man. And it's also called the flesh. So we don't want to spend the rest of our time here in the flesh to what?
Yes, but to the will of God.
We don't want to spend the rest of our time here
in the flesh,
in the lust
of
men.
But to the will of God.
But to the will of God. That's how we want to live. That's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Read the first verse again. For as much.
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh.
So he suffered in the flesh, but get your eyes off of the natural flesh that he died in. It's not talking about that. Christ came just like you and I. He was made like you and I if you're made in God. We've been born again here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, but not of corruptible seed, but of the will and the word of God. Much, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, what?
Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
So we got the same mind as Christ. Christ's mind was this. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That should be the words in your mind and come out of your mouth. The speaking as the oracles of God. For he
that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin.
So that's what the mind of Christ is all about. Ceasing from sin. Now, how can you cease from sin if the preachers that you have are telling you no one can live perfect, no one can help but sin? That's a lie. When you have the mind of Christ and you suffered as he did in the flesh, you cease from sin.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 8. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
It's sometimes a little hard to say that's beautiful when you are in the state of dying. Over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, every time we say a word, it's not iman. Sometimes it's a grunt because it's a suffering. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
425 Laconia Boulevard is also known as the slaughterhouse.
Yes.
We have a lot of sheep here.
Yes.
Heading for the slaughter. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Thank God. Romans 8 and 8, what does it say?
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
So wait a minute. If you think we're talking about a natural body, that skin on your bones, on your frame, if you can't please God, what's the point of living for God? But we live and please God now. As the Lord said, I do always those things that please him. And I believe there's another scripture in 1 Corinthians. We're not going there. But 1 Corinthians says, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. It's talking about being overthrown in this world, in this life, by the devil. And when you're overthrown, you cannot please God. But he didn't say all. He said with many of them. That's why Peter said, Lord, are there few that be saved? Just a few. Just a remnant. But 8 and 8, read it again.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
What does the fourth verse say?
Yes. That the righteous of the law.
That the righteousness
of the law.
What?
Might be fulfilled in us.
So wait a minute. We can have the righteousness of God's law. It's not talking about the law of sacrifice. It's not talking about that law. It's not talking about the law of circumcision. It's talking about God's divine word. Because it says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. What?
In us who walk not after
we
the flesh.
We that walk not after the flesh, but what?
But after the spirit.
What?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things
so
of the flesh.
So when you're after the flesh, it's talking about a mindset. Not the natural flesh you see when you look in the mirror. It's talking about a mindset. It's called carnal mind. The natural man. All it knows is the outward appearance and the natural. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But what?
But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit.
I'm bringing to you judgment. I strive to bring to you knowledge of God's word, rightly dividing it.
Right.
It's not talking about a natural cross that we must bear. It's a cross of suffering to be made. Read.
For to be carnally minded is death.
So when you have the old carnal mind, which is the fleshly mind, the natural mind, it's death. What?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
But to be spiritually minded, that means you have life and peace. Spiritual mind is after God's law, because the law is spiritual.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And the scripture lets you know, great peace have they which love thy law. It stands then, it stands now, it'll stand tomorrow.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Because the carnal mind is enmity.
The carnal mind is an enemy to God. Now, as I speak about God's word being the law, the commandments, if your mind is carnal, you are angry or have a feeling of animosity against what I'm saying. That's because the carnal mind is an enemy to God. It's enmity. What?
Yes, against God.
What?
For it is not subject to the law of God.
Now, carnal mind can't be subject. That's why the preachers tell you it was done away with, because it cannot be subject to it. Mm-hmm. They don't want to teach you to obey it because they cannot, because they don't believe in it. They can't see it. They're carnal.
Right. Yes. Neither indeed can be.
It can't be. So in order to be subject to God, you must be spiritual minded.
Yes, Pastor.
Again, read. So
then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
So when you believe in God's law, when you believe in the Ten Commandments, you are spiritual minded on that road to spirituality.
Yes, Pastor.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Philippians 2 and 5. Let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
Thank God for knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
Philippians 2 and 5. Let's go there. And I'm bringing you judgment. That's what this is all about. And you get judgment that you might be able to work God's work, to do the work of the Lord. 2 and 5 says what?
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
As I say again, the mind he had was, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Yes. That's spiritual minded.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again. Let this mind
be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
What? Also in Christ Jesus. Read the seventh verse. What does it say?
Yes. But made himself of no reputation.
So when you come to God, let's not say, oh, I'm a preacher, when all you've been preaching was a lie. If you've been preaching that you just must believe that he rose from the dead and that no one can live perfect, you're not the one that God sent. You've got to be born again and learn all over again. And many out there preaching, they have a gift of preaching, but it's a gift not unto repentance. And many times you come and find out salvation, God is not sending you to preach. He's sending you to sit down and learn.
And took upon him the form of a servant.
He took upon him the form of a servant. That's the mindset to have when you come to God. Lord, I want to serve you. And I don't want to necessarily preach. I don't want to collect the money. I don't want to be the usher. I just want to serve you. What would you have me do? Someone going to direct you. Judgment begins in the house of God. Someone's going to judge what you should do. Read.
And was made in the likeness of men.
That's the mindset he had, to make himself of no reputation, serve God, and he was made like you and I. If you want more understanding about what I'm talking about, you call us or email us, and I'm happy to go over the scripture with you, over the phone, through email, in person, how, whatever it takes.
Beautiful.
He made himself of no reputation. But was made in the likeness of men.
Yes.
What?
And being found in fashion as a man.
So he found himself in fashion as a man. He wasn't 12 years old at this time. He was a young man. Found himself in fashion as a man. What?
He humbled himself and became
so obedient. That means he had to humble down and say, Lord, I want to be saved.
Beautiful.
Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying, it's because you haven't been taught the ways of God. He humbled himself
and became obedient unto death.
He became obedient, not at that natural cross. He was obedient unto death, unto the cross of Christ, his word. He didn't have any gods before him. He got rid of all graven images on and on and on. That's the death of the cross of Christ.
All right. Yes.
Obedient unto death.
Even the death of that
devil's cross.
Right.
That beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 1 and 17. Let's go there.
Yes.
I might not finish this thought. And as one said, I might not get there with you. And I know you're not going to get there with me if you ain't into the commandments.
Right,
you're not doing God's commandments. You'll never get there with me. If you want to get there with me, you better pick up the commandments and follow one keeping the commandments as they follow the Lord. That's beautiful. 1 and 17, what does it say?
For Christ sent me not to baptize.
Isn't that beautiful? So Paul didn't say, oh, Christ sent me to line them up and heal everybody. And he didn't send him to baptize. What?
But to preach the gospel.
Well, that's what God sent me for. To preach the gospel.
Yes.
And I might be able to baptize you, and then God may heal you through this ministry. But I was sent to preach the gospel. What?
Not with wisdom of words.
Not with wisdom of words. What?
Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
So this word is of none effect when you want to come and act like, well, in the Hebrew text, it means this and means that, and a bunch of words and on and on and on, and you speak so eloquently, that don't save you. It might bamboozle you, but it don't save you. Let's read Philippians 3 and 18. Let's go there. We're going to come back. Philippians 3 and 18. And I hope anyone out there that hear my voice don't get offended. Oh, he's angry. No, I'm not. I'm very fervent in what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I believe the Lord was angry when he beat him out the temple for making his father's house a den of thieves. Mm-hmm. 3:18, Philippians.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often.
What?
And now tell you, even weeping.
What?
That they are the enemies of the cross.
Now, wait a minute.
Of Christ.
I'm one of them too. I'm an enemy. Paul is talking about me. I'm an enemy of that devil's cross. That's the cross I'm an enemy to.
Yes.
Now, why would you be an enemy to God's cross, the cross of Christ? I'm not an enemy to that. I'm not an enemy to God's word. But what he was talking about, many were enemy to the word. And a natural-minded person, a carnal-minded person, think he's talking about someone being an enemy to that cross that he was nailed to by that devil. That is an enemy to be, too. That is one to be an enemy to the natural cause. He wasn't talking about that. He's talking about ones that are enemy to the word. And all that hear my voice, when you don't want to keep God's commandments, when it's offensive to you, you are an enemy to the cross.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Whose end is destruction.
What?
Whose God is their belly.
The God that you serve is your belly, because you only serve what you feel like doing.
Right.
What you hunger to do and not what God is asking for.
Yes.
You hunger for the gods of this world. You hunger for Thanksgiving and Christmas so you can revel. But that's not what God is calling for. You hunger to please mother, father, sister, and brother, and not God. That's your belly leading you, your desires, and not what God is desiring. God said, except the man deny mother, father, sister, brother, you cannot be my disciple. Read.
And whose glory is in their shame.
Isn't that beautiful?
Who mind earthly things.
Who mind earthly things. What we're talking about is spiritual.
Yes, it is.
Did you read the 19th verse?
Yes, I did, Pastor.
Let's read Luke 14:27.
All right.
I know time is moving on. We might not get a chance to finish this thought on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But here at 425, we just continue on.
Yes.
The saga continues.
Yes.
And this saga is against that devil.
Yes.
Serving God, living for God, and fighting the enemy. 14:27, what does it say?
And whosoever doth not bear his cross.
Now, wait a minute. He was talking to those that were following him. The Lord did not let his disciples know at that time that the devil was going to nail him to a natural cross. They knew nothing about that because they didn't know he was going to die. They understood that cross he was talking about is the word. Except whosoever doth not bear his cross, what?
And come after me.
What?
Cannot be my disciple.
It's the same thing today. If you don't bear the cross, which is having no other gods before God, not making any graven images, not taking his name in vain, not forgetting but remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, honoring the father and thy mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, and coveting. If you don't bear that, you're not bearing the cross of Christ, because that's God's word. Read Romans 8 and 13. Let's go back there again. Isn't that beautiful, saints?
Yes.
As I say again, sometimes when you hear it 425, all you can do is grunt and groan, because it is death that we are striving to submit to.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes, Lord. 8:13. Yes. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die.
If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. What?
But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
So mortifying is all about killing.
Beautiful.
That's the cross we have to bear.
Yes.
23rd verse.
Yes.
What does it say?
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit.
What?
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption.
Isn't that beautiful? Waiting for the adoption.
To wit, the redemption of our body.
Let's go to Colossians 3:5. Isn't that beautiful? Sometimes all you can do is groan because of how you feel going through not being able to do what the old man would naturally do. But that's called dying.
Yes.
Colossians 3:5.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth.
So these members which are upon the earth is your feelings. Mortify them. What?
Fornication, uncleanness,
all right,
inordinate affection,
evil concupiscence,
and covetousness, which is idolatry.
What?
For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
And what?
In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived.
We walked some time when we lived in these things, lived in how we felt.
Yes.
Uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. But what? Eighth verse.
Yes. But now ye also put off all these. Anger.
Anger.
Wrath. Malice. Blasphemy.
Now, wait a minute. God said put off anger, but it also says, be ye angry and sin not. And there is a righteous anger. That's what the Lord had when he beat them out of the temple.
Yes,
it says, do not be angry with your brother without a cause. So we just rightly divide these things. Wrath, malice,
blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth.
What?
Lie not one to another, seeing that ye.
So let's not be false with one another. Let's be real. Not lie. Acting one way and feeling another. Read.
That ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
What?
And have put on the new man.
Wait a minute. So that means.
Beautiful.
The deeds of the old man, you put them up because they have died or they're dying.
Yes, sir.
Which and have put on the new man. Mm-hmm. What?
Which is renewed in the knowledge.
So it's all about knowledge. Someone got to bring knowledge. You knowledge about the Son. Let's go to Ephesians. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Without knowledge, you cannot please God.
That's right.
Without knowledge, you cannot serve him. And these preachers that don't preach perfection, edification, God didn't send them. 4:11, what?
And he gave some apostles and some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
So it's about perfecting those that are striving to be sanctified. Mm-hmm. Not Baptists, not Methodists, not Presbyterian, not Lutheran. Not